Welcome back to God Eat. Ooh, I spat a little. Welcome
back. Man, I'm sorry, Cam. You've completely messed that up. We are filming this. It's got to be. Ooh, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. You know if you're watching this, it is after dark in the God Is Dead studio. We have dimmed the lights. Fuck UV.
Damn, bro. Well, you heard it here first. My name's Campbell Walker.
My name's Bryce Mills.
And if you've never listened to the show before, the premise is pretty simple. What we do is we take content from the internet that makes you have a reaction, something along the lines of, God is dead.
Hopefully. Everything we talk about is on the Instagram, God is dead, not clickbait. Of course, the YouTube now. God is dead. Look up God is Dead podcast. You'll find it. I'm so sorry, American listeners. The last thing we did was release our first YouTube video. And of course, whoops, it has copyrighted music and they punished us so hard. But you can go and subscribe. Go find it. Either way you choose to do it, we need to get into this, Cam. You've brought something to the table. We're doing a mini deep dive, maybe?
I would say it's like a three examples of one particular thing that seems to be quite common on the internet in certain circles. Have you ever heard of the concept of a girlfriend application?
No, is it an app?
No. Just imagine somebody is, you know, like a job application when an employer will say, hey, if you want this job, you have to be this, and this.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So okay. I found a lot of examples, but I've narrowed it down to my favorite three, and I'm just going to take you through them one by one, and that's going to be the episode.
And the winner will be revealed.
If you text Bryce to 132424. To download the girlfriend application ringtone. All right, everything that we're talking about, God is dead, not clickbait. Let's get into it.
God is dead, case one.
Kind gentleman.
Fucking of course we have a kind gentleman that's putting in an application, or I suppose receiving one. I'm just trying to get my head across this whole thing. Do you want to explain what exactly is going on?
Yeah, so what exactly is going on is somebody has posted to Facebook with a very well thought out 14-point application quota. Basically, if the person's looking for a girlfriend and...
I was going to say, of course it's a guy looking for... wait, this is someone applying to be a girlfriend? I don't think we've ever seen an example ever on this podcast of the roles being reversed. It is another guy being weird. Great.
All right. So I guess the best way to do this is for me to just read it to you.
Now, right, so this is on Facebook.
This is on Facebook. Okay, cool. Now taking applications for a girlfriend. You must be... One of 14 points. Okay, one, are you ready?
Yeah.
Female.
Okay.
Two, aged 16 to 23.
Okay, yes.
You haven't made the cut yet. Three, Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Exceptions will be made for white girls if small and skinny. And then in brackets, no blacks. Three exclamation marks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, big surprise that the person who's putting in a choosy beggar type application is also a racist. Four, willing to do as I ask.
But let me guess. The next one is like an absolute freak in the bedroom but has never even looked at someone in the eyes that's a guy.
Oh, that would be 0.6 and 11 combined. So 0.5, have an IQ lower than mine, 113.
What?
Not high enough.
That's not a flex.
That's not a flex.
Okay.
It's the kind of person who's like three digits, baby, read them and wait. Have zero male friends. That's 0.6.
Fucking hell, yep.
Yeah, I swear to God, if you've got one male friend.
Right.
Yeah, dude, it's all those non-Japanese 24-year-olds. Also, we didn't even address the point 16 to 23.
Yeah, is this in... What country is this, though?
I don't know. They've got an anime profile picture, but I feel like that was redundant for me to mention.
I mean, we record this in New South Wales, Australia, where the age of consent is 16. But again, how old's the person here? What is going on? Where are they? Okay.
Also, do you dump them when they turn 24? All these questions.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
This one's great. 0.7. Cook 3 meals for me a day.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I think you're describing a slave, my friend.
Possibly.
8. Be willing to split the bill on a date.
Yeah, all right.
I'm surprised it wasn't be willing to pay for everything on a date, I gotta say.
No, it's... Yeah, they're cherry picking some interesting things here. All right.
9. Be into kinky stuff. We'll discuss in private message.
Okay, yeah. God damn it. What is with this very consistent meme of, damn bro, I need a girl that's like a porn star, but they've never, ever, ever had sex.
10. Send me nudes every day. I do not see you nude in person.
What? There's no hint of what he could do for the girlfriend so far, but hey.
You're bang on the money. That is the problem. Okay, 11, have sex with me as I ask.
Oh, God, okay.
As I ask, it's very demanding. Yeah, you're right. There is literally no reciprocation on his end. 12, be on birth control. Condoms make me feel trapped. I simply can't find anything that fits.
Damn, bro. That's actually, look, I'll be fair, you know, as a guy trying to get rid of single-use plastics in my life, you know, can't fuck with condoms, bro.
Great Pacific Garbage Patch, bro.
I'm just kidding.
No, Al Gore would approve. 13, ideally not have a job.
Uh-huh. What? But split the bill
split
and...
Split the bill.
Well, I guess don't have a job so you can fuck on command.
Right, yeah. Just get a robot, honestly. Or a doll. Okay, oh, 14, this is the final point. Install a tracking app on your phone so that I know your location at all points.
This can't be real, though.
Then finally, I am a kind gentleman who will protect you at all times, and in return, all I ask is you pledge yourself to me. Please message me if you feel you fit this quota.
Here we are, returning to the logic of being a gentleman gets you anything you wish.
It's so strange, because at first I thought, okay, those 14 points feel like they're satirizing the genre of nice guy.
Yeah.
But it's that final paragraph where you can sort of see the cogs turning in their dumb cunt brain.
Yeah.
So they're like, I'm a kind gentleman who will protect you at all times. So he's said, this is what I will give you. And I assume in his head he's thinking, financial, I'm bigger than you. Like, I mean, he wants someone who's either small and skinny or Japanese and preferably a 16-year-old. We all know that's what he meant. Who is dumber than him, who is subservient, who cooks and fucks on command. That's what he wants.
Mm.
And in return, all I ask is you pledge yourself to me entirely. And I can see in someone's dumb brain, if all they've watched is anime and porn for the past however long, that would make sense to them. They're like, wow.
Oh, she likes it though. It's like the dumb dom sub shit. Again, I don't know anything about really the intricacies of that. And I know that there is intricacies to that kind of choice, that lifestyle, that whatever you want to call it. But like, again, I don't know if you've got to be subscribed to that lifestyle, I imagine, rather than just kind of dipping your toes in and going, oh, well, yeah, women love to be like bossed around and I love to boss. So
sweet.
Also, we're both happy.
Yeah, I've got a huge cock.
Yeah, right.
In case you didn't know.
What are you complaining about?
What are you complaining about?
Christ.
Dude, that's what women want. I've read the game.
This actually reminds me of like a sub case, just to actually flip the roles a little bit. I did see this posted as a joke, but I have seen it unironically posted by, and actually I probably won't even say the name, but someone who I know for sure, they're a mum, and they've unironically posted it. Rules for dating my son. It's just interesting to see what the mother's version of this is. Rules for dating my son. 1, he's not your ATM. 2, if you show up to my house looking like a stripper, I will make you go away.
Oh, dude, we did this. I will make
did
you go read? Away.
That was the whole thing.
I swear to
yeah,
God, we have.
This whole,
yeah.
Like, this, I think they're trying to be funny by saying, I'll make you go away. Like, it's a very, fuck me, I don't even know how to describe it. It's a type of person that also... Maybe it's like someone who kind of thinks Deadpool is a role model.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about Deadpool types, but I would yeah, say...
Sorry, I always keep
No. This does feel semi-repetitive, right? Like, But what I would say is the language reminds me of... Did you ever date a girl in high school and then her best friend would come up to you and say, if you hurt her, I will cut you.
Yeah, I will cut you.
And you're like, oh, I just don't think you're going to cut me, Becky. I just don't think you are.
I think you've watched a movie where someone has said that... And I'm 14, and you are too. I don't know if you're going
to
really...
Yeah, also my capacity to hurt Alicia is pretty low.
Yeah, look, heartbreak when you're 14 isn't super serious.
I mean, it sucks. Like,
we haven't bought a house together and like whatever. She hasn't, you know, quit her uni degree to go and move to
chill.
Canada with me. It's like
literally,
whatever.
All I've got is the Scrubs soundtrack in the background and, yeah. You know, I might be trying to shed my one boy tear for the year.
I don't know. I think with all of these rules, with all of these kind of... whoever they're coming from... Your life isn't like this. You don't live a life where someone is going to use you as an ATM. You are living as we mostly are. The 1% have to worry about this. 99% of everyone, including me, including you, including everyone listening to this, I am certain we don't have any mega rich listeners, don't have to worry about someone coming and using you, like marrying you for money and then pissing off. It does happen. But stop watching movies.
Literally.
Stop it.
If you're posting this stuff, it does not happen to you.
Yeah,
I can guarantee that.
It's the same with the guy with these rules for the girl. It's like, man, it's not... Relationships don't form how you think they do, brother. I hate to break this to you, man, but ditch the list. I don't know, but apparently you've got way more. So
yeah, I love when we do relationship advice. This is great.
Casanovas.
Yoohoo! Anyway. All right. Well, I reckon we reserve our judgment for the end, and we'll just go case by case. God is dead. Case two.
Prince Charming bad boy.
Imagine being not your Prince Charming, but being a bit of a bad boy.
Well, you have to be. I mean, good girls like bad guys, as we have found out on TikTok years ago. We found out when we remade the TikTok. Leather jackets, motorbike gloves, kicking the shit out of anyone that talks a little smack about a lady.
Now, that's one type of bad boy, but what if you were a little bit more cynical?
Oh, my fucking God. You did that too well. You did that too fucking well. Cynicism is not a personality.
Oh, says you, Bryce. All right, so here we've got a list of nays, and then we get into a paragraph of what they want. So firstly, it's not a list of nos, it's a list of nay.
Are we in the? Is this guy like a gentle sir? Is that what's going on?
I suppose he is, but like he's
not
that
Parliament House cunt.
Like, yeah, shame. He's not that gentle, which I think is like the thing that I find a bit annoying. Yeah. All right, so here are his nays. Wet bath towels.
Hey, what?
That's how he starts his list. That's how he starts his girlfriend application list.
Do you give my girlfriend no wet bath towels?
I swear to God, if you have a wet bath towel, out.
Whoa.
Out right now.
Where? What? Okay. All right. You're not allowed to leave them on the floor or just cannot have them? Anyway, who cares?
The list continues. That is, we have dipped our toe. I've put these in order of how weird they get. So the first one, which was weird, that was level one. All right, this is level two. So, nay. Teenage pregnancy.
Okay, well then don't date a teenager and don't
get her pregnant. Yeah, anything.
Or if you know someone's had a kid, like, okay, I guess if you're not ready to be a dad, fine. But you know, again, all right.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Yeah, anything in inverted commas country.
Oh.
And then in brackets, except reverse cowgirl. There's a certain type of person who obsesses over the names of sex positions.
Yeah.
And it's something that we haven't discussed, but it's something that I would like to discuss because I find it to be a very teenage thing. There's always that one couple when you're in high school who starts having sex and all of a sudden they're the sex couple. Mm. They're the ones who do sex. They invented sex.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about all these weird sex positions and they've given them names because apparently everybody in the sex community knows what a Pakistani power drill is.
Right.
And I just...
Is that a real one?
No. There was a drinking game I remember from years ago where you would say a nation and then a tool and that would become the sex move, the doing the sex thing.
Yeah. Well, I do remember a housemate that I had... a few years ago, who we found he had this poster or this calendar of 365 days of the year, but every day instead of a number was instead of a square to write down your tasks was a stick figure couple in a different sex position, and it was called the 365 days of fucking. And this man was like 28.
Yeah,
nobody. Like my brother, but he also had in his bedroom that he shared with a girl, his girlfriend. Also, he had a poster which said toilet cam, and it was different screenshots of girls pissing in public toilets with like a GoPro in the toilet. So, maybe it's this type of guy that is interested in the exact name of the position, also wants to have a GoPro thing, and it's just not a poster for a communal space.
Yeah, it does feel like a very technical approach to something that might be, you know, organic. Mm. All right, so anything country except reverse cowgirl, tobacco. So I guess that covers both chewing and smoking.
Okay.
Slutty Halloween costumes.
Oh, God.
Too much makeup.
Oh. We have said this before.
The Kardashians, bro. I hate the damn Justin Bieber.
The thing is, listen, this is coming from two guys, so of course take it with a grain of salt, but I just think that any dude that says, I like the more natural look, does understand that to them, the natural look is still makeup. Do you know what I mean? These kind of guys, I don't think they understand that when, oh, I like a girl that doesn't wear makeup, and they're showing you a picture, bro, that's still makeup.
It's also people who think that girls put on makeup exclusively for them.
Or for the guy.
Yeah,
right.
For the guy. Yeah exactly, which I think is a bit strange.
Completely not the straight
thing. All right, so pet fur / smell.
Okay.
All right, get out of my house. Pics of you boozing it up.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Pics of you skanking it up. Pics of you flipping the bird. Pics of you flipping the double bird, which I would argue would be within the category of the first one.
Yes.
Pics of your little kids in your profile.
Well, you've already said no kids, basically. So.
Yeah, well, I swear to God, if they're in your profile, you're gone. You don't get the gold at the end of the rainbow. Pics of you after one of those stupid color runs or warrior dashes or tough mudders or whatever.
Damn. Okay, stop having fun.
And this is weird because I feel like you and I have been aggressive on this podcast and we've dialed it back since where we were in that stop having fun mode. But there was... at least I would like to maybe think some sort of lightness to it. This guy is literally like, he's bashing. He's straight up bashing.
He's swinging. He's fully swinging.
Subtle yet desperate shots of your cleavage.
Oh, Christ.
I like that he's labeling it already. Social media, in brackets, no, goddammit. I don't want your Instagram. This guy's a badass, dude. This guy's a catch. Those fucking Snapchat filters.
Okay, what, the dog one or something?
I guess, what else would it be? What else would it be? Stickers on fruit. Slowing down at yellow lights. Mushrooms.
Oh my God.
The word swag. The word foodie. Pretty much anyone born between 1990 and 2000.
Oh, he said that?
Yep.
All right, look.
That's his list of nay.
Who is... accepting of this.
Yeah.
I understand that you can bond over hatred of things. Like, oh, I hate people that always slow at the yellow lights. But like, I really, and I'm not meant to try and sound like some freaking romantic, but I just wonder if these people have ever, you know, been caught by surprise in love. Maybe normally you didn't like someone who did X, but then you've met someone that ticks so many other boxes that this one normal pet peeve you can kind of embrace and see it as like a quirk in their personality. I don't know, man. I know everyone's got goals and everyone's got a type or whatever, you know, but come on.
Would
son.
You ever put one of your cynical dislikes into a nay column? Like, I know that you don't like people who use the word doggo or baby talk, but what's that? What would happen if you met the girl of your dreams and she was perfect in every way, and then she's like, also, here's my little doggo. Oh. Do you like him? Do you like him, Bryce?
Well, here's the thing. I think, God, I don't want to sound like this dude, but I'm about to go into this territory of, well, in my, like, but I would say, the thing I don't like about the doggo stuff or whatever is like, oh man, I don't know if we need to talk about this.
Well, I'm going to continue with what he is writing here. Now, doesn't that make me more unique than like 99% of the guys you've come across? Yes. Yes, it does. People who write like that suck.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, they do. That's exactly how they would have done it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Now he goes into his spiel. Right, this is where he breaks it down. In my head, he's turned the chair around, sat on the chair backwards, put his arms over the chair, and he said, listen, kid. All right, so this is where he goes into it. Listen, I'm not for everybody. I'm not super attractive. I'm not ripped. I don't like going out. And I'm not going to spend my entire bank account on a fancy handbag for you. I'm not your Prince Charming or your soulmate or whatever other stupid cliche you've heard before. We're not going to have a midnight passionate love affair, and we're not going to get married, and we might not even get lunch together, even though, in brackets, even though I could totally afford to buy. But if you can get past all that, then maybe we can kill some time together, because even though I come off like a total dick, I'm actually a pretty nice guy, maybe even too nice. Besides, if you're still reading this, there's probably something wrong with you. And if there's probably something wrong with you, it means we'll probably get along.
What is left on the list?
Oh, my God.
I don't want to do this. I'm weird. I'm blah, blah, blah. What person are you asking to fucking consider this criteria?
I don't know. It's also the type of person who, for some reason, goes into, like, Martin Scorsese mode in their own post.
Stop doing a fucking monologue, bro. Stop looking at the camera going, listen, look. Between you and me, I'm a crazy guy. Like,
but
stop.
It's real Oscar bait.
To deliver it straight to this camera. Yeah, I apologize.
But it's Oscar bait, right? It's like, I might not be the best. I might not even be this. I might not even have hands, but I'm the best goddamn jockey this horse race has ever seen.
Yeah, and it's almost to make us forget that he's just done an insane list of criteria.
Demands.
Yeah. I can't think that these could be real. Bro.
Would you date him?
Hell no.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the third and final, a much shorter but very weirder application.
God is dead. Case 3.
probably the girl for me. Saving the best till last, Bryce.
Well, we've gone through so many criteria. Surely at least one girl has made it to the very end and can get us hitched.
Yeah, and this is not as, I would say, rigorous as the Republican goddess criteria, but that was pretty intense. If you want, go back and listen to that episode because that's more of this, but way weirder. But this is strange. This one's just a little paragraph, but I put it in and I saved it till last because listen to this opening sentence. Could you imagine writing this on Facebook? I have a penis and it wants to say hello to a vagina.
Oh, wait, is this my status? Sorry. No, keep going. Sorry. Oh, you dug back kind of far. What the hell?
Damn, bro. Yeah, we're in the archives. But I want to get to know the person first before any of that happens because I'm not a total jerk who thinks for himself. I assume that's I am not a total jerk who thinks for himself. I am also a brony and a furry. And I act like I am 9 years old mostly all the time around kids because I can't help myself at times. Mostly because of the fursuit I made brings out my inner child in me. Silly face. So if you made it this far into my random ramblings of words, then you're probably the girl for me.
Fuck, I don't know if you can say I want a penis to meet a vagina. And then
not mate, to say hello to a vagina.
Say hello and then be like... I mean, it's obviously trying to say what they want, but take the edge off it. Yo, man, I just also this type of person really. None of these people also subscribe to the idea of casual sex.
Oh,
interestingly, right? It's all like, well, I'm not gonna be. It's me being a gentleman, and you should be appreciative that I don't want to just fuck you and then get the. Fuck out of the house.
Well, I think it's also worth noting that they're all very different types of weird dudes.
Yeah.
Like there is it's all a different genre. And I think like this one's short and sweet. For me, the thing that really put it at the third place was obviously I want a penis to say hello to a vagina is odd. And then I would say my random ramblings of word, I like being around kids, being a brony and a furry. I mean, that's...
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Bro, you do you.
You could have kept...
My cousin's a furry. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, and like bronies, we've talked about FurCon where the bronies were fucking in the hallway and shitting in each other's nappies. So, you know, it's not out of the question. It's just don't be so coy about, oh, I'm like... Come on, my random ramblings, it's not random. You want to bust a fucking nut.
Yeah, this is very calculated.
You target that nut into a vagina, bro.
Like, yeah, when your penis says hello,
says hello
to
a vagina. So stop acting like it's a little, oh, I just had a random idea, thought. No, you crafted this.
Yeah, you crafted this, bro. You've been picturing this nut for ages. This isn't some accidental perchance happening where, oh, hello.
Oops. Yeah.
Hello there. How random.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just popping in to say hi.
Yeah. You must be my first. All right. I think it's just time that we judge all three.
Mm-hmm.
Final judgment.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is the part of the show where we ask, does the content that we've talked about prove whether or not God is dead? Bryce, there are three guys. There's the dude who only wanted Japanese girls 16 to 23. There's the guy who pretty much ruled out anybody who liked fun and then said, hey, a little Oscar speech right at the end.
I'm twisted.
And then there's the brony furry who has a penis that wants to say hello to a vagina. Is God dead?
You know, it's interesting because I suppose the Bible, the Ten Commandments, all this stuff, there's a lot of rules and lists about relationships.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of sort of, whether it be thou shalt not, for example, just commit adultery. Like, that's one of the most basic rules. But then, of course...
More like a demand, bro.
Yeah, it's in stone, bro. So it depends if you read super deep. And there's, of course, so many interpretations of the Bible where you've got some people that think you can't even fuck after sunset or something. Like, it just can get so specific, right?
Which I subscribe to.
Yeah. That's why we're after dark here because it's a very non-sexy...
It's a fuck-free zone.
Yeah. So look, from one hand, you could say it's very religious, these kind of rules and expectations. But I don't know if even the Bible has kind of rules like 16 to 23 in Japanese and...
Will send me nudes every day.
Will send nudes on command. I don't know if... Maybe with the Bible sort of traditional stuff when it comes to relationship things, I don't know if it's this insane... You know, these are all very unhinged, unconnected, disconnected to reality kind of type things.
What is the behavior at its core? I think it is, it's this weird demanding. I think it's when you put your values above other people and dehumanize the person who has to subscribe to your values. And I think the understanding is not of a relationship. It's of being served.
Yeah.
Without providing service in exchange. And that, to me, is a behavior when multiplied on a global scale would only create an awful world.
Because that's the thing. No one's throwing shade to someone who has a really specific set of ideals and a lifestyle, but is saying in return, you know, if you wanted, I, for example, could say something like, hey, I'm looking for a partner who kind of wants to live with zero emissions, and also that means you're going to have to make X sacrifices, and also I don't really believe in this, blah, blah, but it's also, hey, I'm a, you know, it's not enough to just say what these guys are saying is, oh, well, I'll pipe you up hard and I'll be a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to kind of be, look, I'm looking for like a partnership and I'm blah, 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 blah. So
I also think like when you go too hard and too specific, you block out serendipity. And serendipity is like the greatest thing in the world because you learn stuff about you that you didn't know before. And that's really brilliant.
Yeah, yeah,
but instead, if you're like, hey, I'm looking for a letter, it can't be A through Y. Oh, shoot, it's Z. You're only going to end up with Z. And if you liked Z before, then, oh, shoot, you got a whole life full of Z, buddy.
Yeah,
but maybe you like K or Q or one of the other cool letters.
Well, you don't know that you do yet, and you will find out later. We don't have these qualifications to talk about this stuff, but I do really just kind of feel as though, goddamn, man, have you ever kind of met someone who is so specific about, I'm going to meet a guy in the next 3 years, I'm going to meet a girl in the next 5 years, and we will have a boy, then a girl, then a boy, and we'll get engaged
at this
exact moment.
And their names will be Hunter and Britain and Huxley.
Yeah, and they're usually fucking miserable. It's someone being like, I'm looking for a partner now because my life is going to take this step and then my career will be here at this time. I can guess that maybe those aren't going to end up super great, and maybe when you're on that mission, you know, you might be overlooking some really great kind of friendships or relationships or whatever.
It's got swayed at the end, didn't
it? Nah, but fuck it. No, it's not.
Nah, bro. No.
What the fuck? Give me my fucking monster truck back, you know. But I don't know. I just probably no way to live, so feel bad for these guys.
Yeah, yeah. Relinquish that desire for control, my dudes.
Mm. Hey!
Maybe you got a boyfriend, to some of our listeners who are female, 16 to 23, Japanese, and has an IQ lower than 113.
Yeah, hit us up. We'll put you in contact. Cam's got the screenshots and, of course, probably where they originally came from. But if you're pretty much everyone else, I hope you kind of enjoyed it. And we, of course, are putting on YouTube. If you want to see what the hell, do a little face reveal. YouTube, God is Dead, you'll find it there. Please hit the reviews. Let people know that you're freaking liking it because we want to keep growing. And look, Rona's a great time to grow some stuff, and of course once this is all over we can keep growing. The videos are one step. Who knows, next step could be a freaking movie.
Whoa, bro.
A meetup.
Damn, man. Follow Bryce on Bryce V Mills.
Yeah, Cam's Truthless 69.
And God is dead, not clickbait.
And check this out. Serendipity, Cam. You were just talking about how beautiful it is. Let's see who's at the door.
Oh my god, it's my darling fiance, who is female, 16 to 23, Japanese, and has an IQ lower than mine, in brackets, 113.
If she's going to walk through that door, get the list out, Cam. We have some checking to do.
Well, you guys might have to leave because she has to have zero male friends.
Yeah, well, I'm going. Goodbye, and yeah.
Thank you. Love you. Say it, Bryce.
Love you!
Case closed.